Welcome to the My Money Podcast, number 128, from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, the editor of the Help Me To Save website, where you'll find tips to help you save money, spend less, and enjoy life. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'll discuss three recent articles from the Help Me To Save website. They are Why You Should Beware When Changing Direct Debits, the Nationwide Flexclusive Regular Saver Pays 5%, and Using Cheap Canvases for Art. So starting off with why you need to be careful when you change a direct debit. I make the minimum monthly payment to my Santander 123 credit card by direct debit. Initially, the direct debit came out of my Santander 123 current account. Recently, I changed the direct debit so it would come out of my Halifax Reward current account. I changed the direct debit details when I logged into my Santander 123 credit card account online. As a precaution, I made a note in my diary to check that the direct debit payment appeared in my Santander credit card account on the due date. It's really important to make sure all credit card payments are made on time. If they aren't, you could be charged a late payment fee, plus any promotions such as the 23 months 0% on purchases and balance transfers on the Santander 123 credit card may be withdrawn. Also, if you miss a payment, it's likely to adversely affect your credit score, which means you might not get a good deal on credit card in the future because you won't be deemed such a good risk. Now, luckily, I'd put that date in my diary because I logged in to my Santander 123 credit card account and there was no sign of the minimum payment having been made by direct debit. So I immediately made the payment by debit card, therefore avoiding any penalties. I then sent Santander a secure message to ask why the direct debit had not been taken from my Halifax Reward current account. They replied saying that when you set up a direct debit to your credit card, the first payment will not debit your account until the next statement has been issued to you, which will confirm that the direct debit has been set up. Now, what made me angry was that at the same time when I was changing the direct debit for the Santander 123 credit card, I changed the direct debit payment details in my 3 mobile online account. Now, when I tried to do that, a message appeared informing me that we can't allow you to change your direct debit details online until after the next payment date. This is so that we can bill you correctly. Now, why on earth can't Santander 123 credit card system issue an alert like this and block changes to the direct debit until after the next payment date? Obviously, it's perfectly technically possible if 3 Mobile are doing it. I can only suppose it's to catch out and penalise Santander credit card customers who miss a payment because they've changed direct debit. My advice is to be very careful when changing or setting up new direct debits and double check that the first payment has been made so you don't get caught out. And next, I'll discuss Nationwide's Flexclusive Regular Saver. This seems to me to be a pretty good account. It pays a variable 5% rate of interest, but you do need to be a current account customer with Nationwide to open the Flex Exclusive Regular Saver. Now, you either need to have a standard Nationwide Flex account into which you've deposited at least $750 a month for the previous 3 months, or you need to be a holder of a Nationwide Flex Plus account or a Flex Direct account. Now, both these Nationwide accounts, the Flex Plus and the Flex Direct, are pretty good. The Flex Plus does cost £10 a month, but you get phone insurance, travel insurance, another year's warranty on electrical goods, electronic goods that you buy at home, And there's also a breakdown cover. We don't really need that because our car's under 3 years of age, so we'll get that through Skoda. Also, on the Flex Plus, you earn an interest rate of 3%. So if you have the maximum balance of it for getting that 3% of 2,500, then that's about £5 in interest, which pays half of the monthly fee. Flex Direct account is good for the first year you open it because you get a 5% interest for the first year, but again, only on a balance up to 2,500. So the current accounts are pretty good. And if they give you access to a regular saver that pays 5%, could be worth looking into opening a Nationwide current account. Now, the maximum monthly deposit into the Nationwide Flex Exclusive Regular Saver is £500. The account runs for 12 months, and there's unlimited instant access to the account. Now, I already have three other high-interest 12-month regular saver accounts which are only available to current account holders. I have an M&S Bank regular saver which pays a fixed rate of 6%, but the maximum monthly deposit is lowered at £250. Now, you can't make withdrawals unless you close that M&S Bank regular saver. You have to close the account and then that incurs a penalty. The First Direct regular saver pays a fixed rate of 6% and allows a slightly higher maximum monthly deposit of £300. Again, you can't make any withdrawals, only close the account, and then the rate of interest drops to an extremely low rate paid on the standard savings account. So with these two accounts, if you want to go for the high rate of interest, only put money that you don't think you'll, never mind, you don't think you're sure you won't need access to over the next 12 months, otherwise you're going to end up worse off than having it in an instant access account. Now, the third high interest 12-month regular saver account that I have is with the TSB. It pays a fixed rate of 5%. The maximum monthly deposit is £250, but it does offer unlimited instant access, so it's more flexible than the M&S and the First Direct account, but slightly lower rate of interest. So comparing the Nationwide Flex Exclusive Regular Saver with these three other high interest 12-month regular saver accounts, I reckon it's that the Nationwide offering is the best account for people who are able to save up to £500 a month. It is the highest, a lot higher, almost double what a lot of the other accounts allow you to save, but you prefer to retain the option of penalty-free withdrawals. So you know if you need some money in the next 12 months that you're going to be able to get it out and not have a penalty. Really, as far as I can see, the only downside to the Nationwide account is that the 5% rate of interest is variable. This means that you need to keep an eye on the rate, but then the rate of interest on that Nationwide account would have to drop significantly before it became uncompetitive, as the best standard rate savings accounts only pay about 1.5%. So because of the flexibility and, you know, the rate being more than three times higher than a standard instant access account, it is worth having it. And the final article from Help Me to Save that I'll discuss is using cheap canvases for art. So regular readers of Help Me to Save will know that I've started creating some art. I started off just spending a little bit of money to see if I really enjoyed it. I started out, I spent under £10, just bought a few things, and I used A4 printer paper for my initial efforts. I then moved on, spent a bit more money and bought some watercolour paper, pads, bigger sheets so that I could do some bigger pieces. Once I was feeling more confident about scaling it up, I wanted to move on to using canvases, stretched canvas. Now, the advantage of using a canvas that's stretched over some wood is that you can hang your piece straight on the wall without the need to buy frames, because frames can be pretty expensive. And also, a lot of the things I've done have been collages, so they've got some kind of texture to them, so you don't really want to have a frame that has glass in it, because then you get all the reflections and it pushes down the textures. So for the type of art that I was predominantly doing, I thought that canvases would work better. Now, my first purchase of cheap canvases was a set of three, which was 50 by 40 centimetres, 40 by 30 centimetres and 30 by 20 centimetres. So the set of three cost £4 at the local B&M bargain store. I started off painting a Berwick-upon-Tweed pier in winter on the smallest canvas. I used oil pastels, watercolour, glitter and acrylic paint. It was straightforward to apply the materials to the canvas and I was happy with the result. I had already done a mosaic on a sheet of water paper colour called Spiral Right of Control, kind of a spiral where it looked like bits were coming off it. I wasn't sure what to do with it because it was just on the watercolour pad. So I thought if I glued it on to the medium-sized frame that I bought, that that would work quite well because it would give a little bit of a white background, because a white frame around the black background that I'd done on the mosaic. And it seemed to have a smoothing effect when I put the watercolour paper onto the canvas. You know, I had to kind of be careful. Quite difficult when it was a black oil pastel background not to get black everywhere. Kind of smoothed it out and it looks quite nice. Now, I decided to try another mosaic because I thought that that had worked out quite well. But this time I applied the materials directly onto the largest cheap canvas. Now, it was a bit harder to get the metallic crepe paper and metallic card to stick on the canvas than it had been on the watercolour paper. So that was one disadvantage of doing it directly onto the canvas rather than on a sheet first. But in some ways, I thought that not being perfectly stuck down added more texture to the finished piece and also gave you more reflection. You had a bit of metallic card that was flat and light reflected on it. But if it kind of curled up, it almost made more light reflect on it. Some people would say it could make it look a bit tatty and amateurish, but I thought it worked. Personal opinion. So as I was satisfied with the three cheap canvases for £4 from B&M Bargains, I thought I'll buy some more. But unfortunately B&M Bargains didn't sell larger canvases because I thought I'd like to scale up a bit more. I did an online search for larger cheap canvases. The cheapest was a pack of 10 Colvin & Co canvases measuring 60 by 50 centimetres available for collection at Home Bargains. And because I wanted to test the quality, before I bought the 10 large canvases, I bought a single 40 by 30 centimetre Colvin & Co canvas, which cost £1.09 at our local Home Bargain store, just to test the quality. As I was happy with the quality, I ordered the pack of 10 larger canvases, and I thought that at £2 each, they were great value for money. So for the moment, I'll be sticking with cheap canvases. They're perfectly adequate for my purposes. In fact, I've done quite a bit of art. The house is beginning to look a bit like an art gallery, but some kind of gallery. I'm almost running out of spaces to hang things. So I'm beginning to wonder, should I keep doing more? Because I'll have to take down some earlier stuff, shove it in a box out in the garage and in the cupboard, and there's not much point in doing stuff just to push it away. So once you get started in art, if you enjoy it and start producing quite a bit, it becomes an issue. What on earth do you do with it? Anyway, that's the end of this edition of the My Money Podcast from Help Me to Save. You can subscribe to the My Money Podcast in iTunes. If you'd like to read all our articles in full, you can come to the website at www.helpmetosave.com. So thanks for listening, and do join me again soon for another edition of the My Money Podcast.